Dan Lamb, of course, I want to point out, and before we begin, that Richard Hanna has a standing invitation to appear on the congressional corner. Hanna has not appeared since the 2010 elections, and we want to make it clear that everybody gets a chance here. He is not taking his opportunity. So do you have any idea why that might be?
Why he's voting your show?
Yeah.
Well, I think you are an objective person. You have a lot of knowledge about New York, and you're asking good questions of candidates. And I think sometimes candidates make the mistake of thinking that they can play to protect their lead and try to avoid speaking out and perhaps making mistakes.
Do you think he has a lead now, Dan Lamb?
I think he perceives that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel quite otherwise when I get out and talk to folks because what they see is a Congress that's not tuned into them. What they see is a Congress that's spending more time, you know, looking at ways to cut programs that they depend on and to allow industry to take advantage of the region and allow industry actually to move the jobs out of this region at the same time. And the three things that I hear from folks most that they want addressed are bringing back jobs to upstate New York, protecting Medicare and Social Security, and standing up for this region concerning the oil and gas industry coming in and exploiting it.
How do you convert those issues into beating the man?
Well, they need to know that there's a choice here. Richard Hanna's managed to present himself as somebody that's kind of a watching Congress, being critical of it, and taking advantage of people's resentment about how dysfunctional Congress is, and yet not really showing any leadership on any particular issue. If you ask people, well, what has Richard Hanna done? What's he standing up for? You get a blank look on their faces. They're not quite sure. They say, well, he seems like a moderate, and I think his biggest success is creating that kind of myth that he's some sort of moderate in the tradition of Sherry Bullard, who was a decent guy who I had the pleasure to get to know. Richard Hanna is not a moderate when you look on his voting record and you look at the radical things that he's supported concerning things like the Medicare privatization plan or the fact that he hasn't stood up for this region concerning oil and gas exploitation.
Now, I know that you have some thoughts on trade deals that the United States gets into, and some of them are unfair. What do you have in mind?
Well, I get out and talk to some of the manufacturers around here across this region. And, you know, we've had some body blows to our manufacturing base in upstate New York. And people know that our jobs are moving to Southeast Asia, where the labor's cheaper, where the advantages are inherent, and especially in China, where the country subsidizes its industry through tax advantages, through export subsidies, through how they manipulate their currency. And this is an issue that I haven't heard Richard Hanna address at all, which surprises me because the manufacturing base is so critical to this region, to bringing it back. And we've got to stand up to this trade imbalance and also the advantages that China gives through its policy towards exports and to increasing production and the subsidies that it provides to its industry. You know, we are just letting them take advantage of the situation. And somebody needs to stand up, and there are some in Congress. I don't want to say there aren't any.
Yeah, but it's tough. They own so much of our debt, national debt, and all the rest of it. How do we make them do what we want?
Well, we get Congress to pass things like the Trade Act, you know, which would review a lot of our trade laws right now to make sure that they're fair and that we're not engaging in trade with other countries that exploit their labor and don't have the environmental protections that they should have in place. And then we also really need to bring this issue of currency manipulation to the forefront in our discussions with China to make sure that they know that we disagree with this policy and really embarrass them on the national stage, on the international stage, I should say, about this sort of policy.
I know also that in your campaign you've been talking about women's rights. Do you feel that we're going backwards when it comes to women's rights?
I do. I do feel that way. And I I think we can see it in a number of ways, and how this House has voted numerous times to curtail women's health care, for instance, and the health care, the reform law that we put into place had a number of benefits for women's health, and this House, of course, has voted over 33 times to repeal the health care law that, in many cases, provided some great benefits to women. And so I think in that regard, it's been a big setback for women overall. And the fact that this Congress could not come together and reauthorize the Violence Against Women Act, you know, they had an opportunity to pass what the Senate passed this past summer, and instead they passed something that which was much more radical, that didn't extend the law to new groups of women that needed protections, and they put forward something that they knew would not be picked up by the Senate, and therefore the Violence Against Women Act was not reauthorized. This is something that has always been a bipartisan issue. And to see this fail just shows how radical and out of step this current Congress is with women's issues and women's rights. And that's why, you know, the GOP is routinely seen as having an assault on women, basically, this current Congress. And one more reason that this Congress is so very, very historically unpopular.
How is the national campaign, Dan Lam, affecting your congressional campaign? In other words, how is Obama versus Romney going to affect, in your mind, what's going on in your race?
Not to a great extent. I mean, Obama won this 22nd congressional district in 2008, not by much, but if you look at how the voters viewed him in this new district and look how the voting patterns were, he would have won this new district in 2008. So to a large extent, you know, he's seen as a positive figure in this race. But, you know, I don't think that race is impactful in my district. I think folks in this race are really looking at Congress, looking how it has served them, and looking at how dysfunctional it is. And I guess to an extent they're looking at the ticket, the Romney-Ryan ticket, and they're seeing Paul Ryan on there, who's been the architect of many of these vastly unpopular ideas, like privatizing Medicare, and having him on the ticket reminds people that this is a person who has led the House, or I might say misled the House, and he reminds people of the policies of the GOP and the House of Representatives, and therefore, you know, the things that Richard Hanna has voted for. So I guess, you know, the Romney-Ryan ticket is it elevates the record of this current Congress.
Well, Dan Lam, thank you so much for being with us. You're the Democratic candidate for the New York's new 22nd district seat, currently held by Republican Richard Hanna. We have reached out to Richard Hanna many times, and he has not come on. But thank you so much, Dan, for being with us. Appreciate it.
Oh, it's great to be with you, too.